smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think. It's like rain.
Time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 15th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories that we are following this half hour. The Santa Rosa City Council decided not to pursue raising their pay by putting a ballot measure forward in November. Currently, council members earn only $17,650 per year, with the mayor at $26,640 plus some benefits. A proposal would have bumped those numbers by some 72%, which still would have been far less than most council members make in other similar Bay Area cities. The council decided the money needed to be spent elsewhere in the city. Owners of neglected, blighted, or abandoned properties in Santa Rosa could soon be subject to registering their properties with the city and paying an annual fee of over $1,000 if they do not comply with the rules for maintaining their property. Vacant properties are still required to remain free of weeds, dumping, and graffiti, and some are required to have fencing to prevent trespassers. The city estimates some 2,800 properties could be subject to the new rules that would be monitored by code enforcement officials in a 3-year pilot program. Recently, Old Adobe School in Sonoma was on the verge of financial collapse and needed to raise $40,000 to stay open. This morning, we know more details of why it was in financial peril. An employee fraudulently withdrew over $15,000 from the school through credit cards and checks. So far, the suspect has not been named. In sports, the Warriors lost to the Clippers 130-125 last night. Your forecast, mainly cloudy, overnight showers heading out. We picked up just under an inch of rain in the last 24 hours. Highs today, upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, upper 50s. Rain comes back late Friday night into Saturday, and then another stronger storm Sunday through Tuesday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Be good to your skin. You'll wear it for the rest of your life. Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers numerous treatments to improve your skin and help you feel and look your natural best.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical skin-improving treatments. The experts, led by triple board-certified Dr. Greg Chernoff, have an impeccable reputation for providing procedures and treatments that provide exceptional results with minimal or no recovery time.
I had lines, wrinkles, and sunspots until I started coming to Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery. They gave me options, a treatment plan, and I saw results. I'll only trust my face to the experts at Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery.
Contact the office and learn about new patient offers for Botox, dermal filler, and laser skin improving treatments. Visit online at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Check out their offers. Click on specials at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T? It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call Moore Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at moorehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at moorehomeservices.com.
We do more, treat you right. Moore Home Services.
So Tiger Woods ended his relationship with Nike after 27 years, and now he's developing his own brand with TaylorMade. And you're going to love the name of it, too. Sunday Red. By the way, it should be available May 1st, I do believe.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger than you. In your eyes, oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
The Wolf.
70s.
In the light,
80s.
A singer in a smoky room.
90s.
Everything I do. Oh.
America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
102.7, The Wolf.
Make your work day fun.
I love listening to you.
Great music for the office every day.
Your station is on in our reception area.
While you work, we play the greatest music ever made.
Our whole office is listening.
America's greatest hits. 102.7. The Wolf.
Make me wanna hang my head
starting to pick up on the roadway, so let's get another update from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Still looking good, heading downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Scandinavian Designs. Northbound 101, still a very uneventful ride between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Plan on just 15 minutes for that stretch. Southbound 101, can't say the same thing coming out of Petaluma, heading for Marin County. You're going to bog down before San Antonio Creek, getting into the Narrows. More of the same ahead between Novato and San Rafael, as usual. 46 minutes from Petaluma to Central San Rafael, and about an hour now to the Golden Gate. Don't miss President's Day savings at Scandinavian Design. Save up to 30% on modern home furnishings and up to 60% on additional clearance items. Shop one of their 7 Bay Area locations or shop online at ScandinavianDesigns.com. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Girl, the highway to
is where all the hits went on 102.7 The Wolf.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
For your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 15th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories that we are following this half hour.
We never would have thought that we, along with